Well, children often contact us concerned about some of the things that they see online. So, for example, if they're in a gaming room and perhaps they're approached by someone who's a bit older and they feel that this is quite a safe place to be, and then suddenly the conversation perhaps takes a different turn. Or children are never very far away from perhaps coming across pornography, or there's a lot of online bullying. You know, bullying just doesn't happen as it used to in the street or at school. Bullying is now a 24-hour concern. So young people are concerned about bullying. They're concerned about people that they meet online, and they're concerned about things they see online.
And in this particular instance, and the reason we're having this conversation is it's been brought to our attention, there's an app called Musical.ly, mm-hmm. and there's a father from Kilmarnock Way, and he's basically raising awareness of the fact that what he didn't realise is that this particular app that his daughter has been using has a kind of built-in messenger that he wasn't aware of. What yes. advice would you give to parents about these sort of apps?
Well, I think children's parents should be concerned about safety on social media. The internet and the social media are fantastic resources for children and young people, but it's really important that both children and the parents are aware of the potential dangers. And this comes as much from peers as it does from strangers, as I talked to you about before. So these risks include cyberbullying, being exposed to inappropriate content, and grooming. And that's where someone builds an emotional connection with a young person in order to sexually abuse them. So whether or not parents are unsure about what happens online or are familiar or not with technology, it's really important to talk to the child about staying safe. After all, we talk to our children about staying safe when they go out on their own. And just because they're in their bedroom doesn't mean that they're on their own. They are speaking to the world on the internet.
So what sort of things would you advise parents to tell their children? What should they be saying to them when they're having this conversation?
Well, what they have to do is talk openly about the activities that are on the internet. Make sure they know what the children are doing, and to make sure that if the child or the young person sees anything which upsets them, makes them feel uncomfortable or scared, that they actually come and they tell an adult, they tell their parents, or they tell someone that they're very comfortable in talking to. So parents need to make sure that children understand the risks to online safety, because they are as real as face-to-face risks. Know that you never give away personal details like your address or your telephone number. Be aware that when you put an image up, might be a bit of fun just now, but they don't know who's looking at the picture. There's a risk of someone seeing these pictures that might attempt to trace them. But even more importantly, those pictures are up there forever. So in 5 years' time, you might not want that picture being looked at. And understand that people are not always who they say they are online. The internet allows everyone to keep their true identity a secret. So you need to be very, very wary of trusting someone that you meet.
I'd imagine that particularly in the last 10 years, this is something that you'll have seen a huge increase in.
We absolutely have. You know, children are so much more savvy than most adults around this. For the first time ever, Childline are seeing online contacts overtaking telephone contacts. So they know how to use them. They have got so many ways of contacting anyone, be it on a phone or an iPad, a laptop, in the library computer, on a gaming box, you know, an Xbox. So there are so many ways. But the other thing that we have to remember is that actually it's part of their lives now. It's built into their lives. And providing we as adults make them aware of the risks and know what to do if they need help, it's absolutely not a bad thing. Using social media safely offers so many benefits. For example, they learn new things, they can get help with their homework. they can express creatively and connect with friends and family all over. So if your children are aware of the dangers and you as a parent use the safety mechanisms open to you, then the internet can be a wonderful place for young people.